Welcome to a brand new week, and we are continuing our study of wisdom. And so we are going to move away from Proverbs chapter 8 and pick different scriptures that address the subject of wisdom. So today we're talking about the spirit of wisdom from Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 3. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship." Now, this has to do with when God wanted Israel to build a tabernacle of worship. This is where he was going to meet them, and this is where they were going to have worship. And God gave Moses the blueprint, the plan, the concept. And then God said to Moses that I have called a particular person among the Israelites. His name is Bezalel. And I've also equipped him. I've poured my spirit upon him. And I've given him the ability to interpret these ideas into reality. So to help Bezalel fulfill his assignment, God said that he had filled him with the Spirit. And there are three aspects of God's empowerment that is given to Bezalel that speaks to wisdom. And this is practical wisdom, wisdom that gets things done. The first thing that God talks about is wisdom. And in the Hebrew, it's hakmah. It means technical skill or technical competence. It is the ability to have know-how. So when God calls us to do something, We must have the know-how, just like in everything we do. If you are a pharmacist, you must have a know-how in pharmacy. If you are a lawyer, you must have know-how in law. You must have technical skill in those fields. So wisdom has an aspect of technical skill. Most of the time, we go to school to get this technical competence. We have to learn particular sets of information in order to acquire the wisdom to be competent in a special area. So when moving in wisdom requires technical training or technical competence. Then the second thing God says that he's given to Bezalel, in addition to the technical competence, is understanding. And in the Hebrew, that word that is used means the capacity to think. So he has the technical competence. Now God gives him the capacity to think. Every job is a thinking job, no matter what the job is, whether it's boxing, it's athletics, it's medicine, it's carpentry. Whatever job we do is not immediately a physical work. It is a thinking job. So if you don't have the thinking ability for the work you're doing, you may be physically ready for it, but if you don't have the thinking ability, you will not be able to do it. So God enabled Bezalel to have a mental grasp of what he's about to do. Now remember, God is a spirit. He gives Moses instructions. Bezalel is not there. And Moses goes to tell Bezalel, this is what God says we should do. Nobody has seen it before. Nobody has an idea. This man should be able to conceptualize it. He should be able to think about it. The capacity to mentally wrap your mind around an idea. That is wisdom. So it's a technical competence, and it is also the mental capacity to hold an idea. Thirdly, God says, I've given him knowledge. Knowledge, the Hebrew word that is translated as knowledge, means mastery. Mastery over something. So Bezalel is going to have three things that will enable him to execute God's assignment. He's going to have technical skill, technical competence in what he's doing. He's going to have the mental ability to wrap his mind around it. And thirdly, he's going to be a master of what he's about to do. So when we say we are walking in wisdom, especially when it comes to getting things done, not wisdom in terms of philosophy and talking about things and just talking about them, but wisdom that gets things done requires technical competence. It requires the mental capacity for us to control what we have, and it requires that we be a master of what we're doing. That is how wisdom executes things with excellence. And I believe the same God who anointed Bezalel with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge is your God. And he will also anoint you with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge for the assignment that he has called you to do. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, anoint me for my assignment. I receive wisdom, understanding, and knowledge for success. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. It's yours. Receive it in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.